Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
It must be butterfly season. Oh, it's that time of year. It's like Mother's Day for alcoholics. Such as myself, who happens to be not a mother nor a father, but I am one true very alcoholic here. And I say it's that time of the season, but I don't remember Blue Run ever releasing anything in May. I know June, for that last year when Reflection came out, and My reflection was oh so beautiful after tasting it. But I just got back in town. I come home to this beautiful bottle sitting right there, just waiting for me. And I said, damn. I already had the month planned out of what I wanted to do, but I was like, I'm going to do a bonus edition for this, specifically on Mother's Day. By the way, everybody, welcome to The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, and this is the JB Show. Due to Mother's Day being basically tomorrow, there was like, you know, scheduling issues. Cody's got to do something for his mom. I'm doing something for my mother. So I was just like, shit, I'll just go ahead and do something right now. And I had something planned because this month was supposed to be dedicated to U.S. liquor. Local store here in Long Beach, California. And my first week I did the Weller Antique store pick that they had. Well, we're kind of just mixing things up right now. So since we're not doing an actual show this week, I decided to do this little bonus edition. And I was going to do this regardless. I was just trying to figure out how I was going to do it. I was thinking maybe I'd release something on Sunday and on our usual Monday. But since we're not doing mix and match until next week, which is when I'll pull out the Knob Creek 12, and then obviously you'll have the standard edition JB Show where I pull out the Buffalo Trace Antique, Buffalo Trace store pick there. Sorry. I was looking at a fucking Thomas Handy ass sitting over there. And I'll pull out that Buffalo Trace right there. And that's a store pick from U.S. Liquor as well, too. So here's what's going down. You're about to get an early release of The Last Drop. I'm dropping this tomorrow, right on Sunday, Mother's Day. So when you whining and dining your mothers out there in the world, you can also whine and dine your ears to The Last Drop. That's right. Hear my lovely voice as you want to. You know you want to. I can feel it. And, Liana. That's the mother. You know, as a matter of fact, I should just call this episode Liana. I don't know what Blue Run member, or crew member, I should say, mother is Liana. Liana spoke to me. I saw that. I remember getting a text from Mike himself, the CEO of Blue Run. He said, which one you aiming for? I said, Liana. That brother wrote me back, good luck getting it. I was like, I don't need luck. Liana's on my side. So, oh, man, it's something about Liana when I saw it. And now, let me give you a little backstory here. So, Blue Run decided we're going to do basically what we did in, not similar, but what we did in December with the winter collection. Instead, we're just going to release it all at once. They released 10 single barrel Emerald Rye. And if anybody remember the Emerald Rye, I reviewed that, and it's sitting right next to me. This bottle is empty. It's got at least about 2 more pours left in it. This is my second bottle. I have 3 bottles of the Emerald Rye. I am falling in love with this bottle more and more. I don't know what it is about it. It's kind of like Golden Rye, except this one's the perfect example. I was drinking with the Golden Rye, the Buffalo Trace, which is so delicious and great. And then I got to the Emerald, and it's like I stepped it up the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection now. And then this Emerald Rye, I don't know what it was. Maybe I just didn't appreciate it as much, because this came out in October. If I'm not mistaken, I was traveling. I was doing something around the time. Holidays kind of came around. And then the winter collection just dropped out or whatever. So it was kind of just not on my radar. I remember opening it and just went like, oh, that's really good. Okay. And then I'm not going to lie, I just kind of forgot about it, to be honest. And then when the new year kicked in, I went back to it. And I was just like, damn, this is really fucking good. I had to text Mike. I said, dude, I gotta apologize. I think I overlooked one of your better bottles you have here. First of all, the design of it, I love this. It's got the reflection butterfly on it, but it has that shade of green on it. That is just fucking beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, I'm still staring at it and just going like, wow, look at this, is incredible right here. And I gotta say, Blue Run has really changed my opinion of rye in general. I just have like a newfound respect for rye now. And my whole whiskey drinking, purchasing, whatever it may be, experience has just changed completely as well too. I mean, I am a diehard Blue Run fan. I gotta tell you, I am a fanboy like crazy. I think that all their pours have just been tremendous, exceptional, and just downright beautiful. I have over 300 fucking bottles, people. I just want to put this out here. 300 bottles. Some of it is the same variants. Some of it is a little bit different. I got a cabinet full of Japanese whiskey. I have a cabinet full of Taiwanese whiskey. I have a cabinet full of Michters. I have a cabinet full of Blantons, like gold and black and all that stuff. I have a cabinet full of Weller. I now have a cabinet of Blue Run. I have a shelf full of just like, you know, Woodford Reserve, Smoke Wagons, whatever the hell it may be. I got a whole shelf dedicated to Armagnacs and tequilas and stuff like that. I actually have a cabinet full of tequila, to be honest. I got wine. I got it all. Champagne and different kind of cases and stuff. Glasses all over the place. Lamborghini wines and stuff like that. My mother does not drink whiskey. Or so she claims. Every time I get a new Blue Run bottle and she sees it, she is quick to message me, or if she is with me or whatever and stuff, as I'm opening the package, she always says, God damn, that is a beautiful bottle. Let that sink in, people. I have over 300 bottles of whiskey. My mother never comments on any of the damn things, except for the Blue Run ones I get. I recently got my dad into drinking Blue Run. I pulled out the damn whole lineup. I texted Mike about it or whatever. I said, Dad's already into it. He's a bourbon drinker, and I got him drinking the rye, everything else. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's right. He actually, I think the Emerald was his favorite, if I'm not mistaken. He liked the Emerald and the I can't remember if it was Reflection or High Rye. I think he liked High Rye Batch 2, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I gave him Batch 1. I said, fuck that. That's my special go-to right there. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out, how Blue Run has kind of changed my drinking experience. I'm actually, I've been kind of just giving away bottles recently, lately. Kind of just shortening the collection a little bit here, you know, because that's really all I kind of want to drink these days, you know. That and my Japanese whiskey, I'm not getting rid of that. I love my Japanese whiskey. Whatever's in the bourbon cabinet, but everything on the bourbon shelf over here, there's three of them too. I've kind of just kind of given it away. I mean, my Colonel Taylor's, those stay. My Eagle Rare store picks, they stay. Some of the Old Fitzgerald, Knob Creek, yeah, I love my Knob Creek store picks. I kind of keep those as well too. But like the Old Fitzgerald, the Woodford Reserves, the Knob, not the Knob Creek, the Blend, especially the fucking Blend. You can take those, the single barrels, which by the way, I got one I'm about to be picking up recently. And, you know, at first I was looking down on it or whatever, but I was like, eh, maybe it'll be good. Because I think it's this year. So I was like, I should be more open to trying them, if you will. My Four Roses store picks, I'm keeping those as well, too. But, so, this is a very special occasion. I'm actually going to probably dedicate this episode to my mother. My mother, my beautiful mother, my queen, my rock. I think as I wrote on her birthday card recently, my best friend, my mentor, and most importantly, my mother. Raise my glass in her honor, because I think she is one of the, and I'm sure everyone thinks this about their mother or whatever, but she is one of the most important pieces of my life and what has made me into the man that I am today. I would have none of my success, hardship, failures, whatever it may be, without her. So I definitely want to dedicate this episode to my mother. And I wish she was around right now, because she's out still enjoying her birthday. So my sister, since I was out of town, my sister has got a hold of her. And I think she took her to Vegas. So they're out having a good time right now. So definitely dedicating this episode to my mother, because she has just been the rock of everything in my life. So thank you, mother. And thank this mother here, too, which I'm about to start talking about, which is Liana, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly. I'm sure she is an amazing person to many of people, but whoever mother this is that works on the Blue Run team, I'm sure it's just as 20 times more important to him or her. So Liana was barrel number two. And that was the one I went for because of, well, I really don't know. But then I read the description of what it had on it, and I said, I kind of want that. Now, I ordered two bottles. I was able to get the Sean, which was barrel number four. And the reason why I had to get that, obviously, because, I mean, it's got butterscotch and caramel and toffee and stuff like that in it. And I was like, yeah, I kind of want that. I mean, you win me over when you say butterscotch or cherries and or cherries. So that was a given. So I was able to get both. These bottles in the packaging come at a total of $199. I think like a total of $210, $215, something like that with tax and stuff like that. Now, I'm sure some people probably think that's a little steep. And it kind of is in a way. But I will say this. If I'm not really buying too much expensive whiskey these days or anything like that, then this is like my, and I'm only buying Blue Run, then the Blue Run bottles that cost this price, this is like my Super Bowl picks in here. This is the once or twice a year much that I'm going to spend the money on. Because usually most Blue Run bottles run in between the $89 to $100 range. So, I'm looking at Liana. I was reading this before it released. Deep blast of honey, cocktail cherries, and smoked corn. I was already sold in the first sentence. But then it went into spice of cayenne that lays against the overlays of marshmallow, toasty bruschette, and waffle cone combined and with dense stone fruits and wood sugar structure. Mature, creamy oak finish. I don't know what it was about that waffle cone combined. I was in it to win it with that note. I said, damn, that sounds fucking delicious. I'm sure if my mother was here, she would say the same damn thing. Actually, you know, I should have had her on the show to drink this with you, boy. But anyway, so I said, look at this packaging. It has got this leather case that I hate to say this, it topples the winter collection. It actually beats the winter collections. Look at this cape. It's got this light brown leather tan, which, by the way, is one of my mother's favorite colors, by the way. So this just screamed to me. And then it has this silky pink on this little with the screws in it. It says Blue Run Kentucky Straight Emerald Single Barrel Rye Whiskey. This is fucking gorgeous. Like, I'm looking at this and going, like, I don't even like pink. And this might be the most beautiful case I've ever seen. It is gorgeous. And obviously it flips up like most Blue Run cases do. It's got the pink butterfly on the top of it. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And then you take the bottle out. It still has the green on the top of the cork up here with the little pink edges around it. And then it's the same as the Emerald Rye. It has that the reflection butterfly on it, but with the pink shade instead of the green shade. I'm looking at both side by side right now. Look at that right there. That is absolutely beautiful. The only thing then it says barrel number 2, proof is 117.1, alcohol 58.55%, summer bottle number 83 out of 245. Damn, that's low as hell. 245. 3/7/2023. The only thing I have a problem with, I would say, I'm looking. I like the little tag in Mirai. Liana's name's not on the bottle or the labels. Yeah, I don't see her name at all on here. So that's the only problem I have with this bottle. It should say Liana on there somewhere. Should have engraved that maybe. I don't know where you'd put it at. Well, I guess, yeah, you could put it on the label up here. I mean, right in the back there. Yeah, that's the only problem I have with this bottle. I wish it said Liana on there. Number one, to help me remember which one this one is, because if I'm getting another one, I don't want to mix the two up. Shit, I might have to write it on there myself. Let me look at the proof of Sean. Sean is 117.9. Okay, so a few little points up higher. But also another thing was special about this is, anybody remember these glasses? The Waterford crystal glasses I bought with the black top on it. These crystals are absolutely beautiful. I've used these one time. Does anybody remember when I used it? It's in a photo too on Instagram. It was, funny enough, when the Blue Run Emerald Rye came out. This is what I poured into that glass. And I haven't used it since. Now, I'm about to pour the Mother's Edition Blue Run Emerald Single Barrel into it. If you can hear me opening up the kit. Oh my god, that pink is even more beautiful around the cork when you take the plastic off. Wow. I'm excited. Look at this. Let's open this. Let's skip right into it. Oh. Ooh, that cork is moisturized too. So this glass is basically known for Blue Run Emerald. I love this little Blue Run Emerald family too that is created here. I say keep the Blue Run Emerald family going. Maybe Blue Run Emerald Pearl or something like that, or whatever, and make it like the same reflection butterfly, but put it white, like a pearl white or something like that. You know. I'm just throwing out ideas out there that the people at Blue Run are way smarter than me, so. Let's see. Look, with me, my Blue Run stuff's got to be perfect. I put the cap back on the way I took it off. It's got to match up with the labels and stuff. Let's put that back on there. Yeah. Okay. Look at that color. That color is fire. It's got that golden brown color. It look like them old classic Dookie Brown color cars and stuff like that. This is gorgeous right here. I love it already. Oh, shit, that nose. Oh! Oh, they was not lying when they said deep blast of honey. Damn, that hit me right in the nose. That caught me off guard right there. Damn, it is spicy. Oh, I feel that shit going to my soul right there. There's like a subtle hint of sweet cinnamon in there too. Hold up now. Wait a minute. It's got fresh herbs in there. A little black pepper. That must be that cayenne pepper. It was cayenne, right? Yeah, it was spices of cayenne pepper up in here. Ooh. It smells like a pear, too. Oh, my God. Maybe some sliced apples, a pear, maybe. If I'm not mistaken, the Blue Run Emerald Rye had the sliced pear, which, by the way, I'm going to be drinking some of this Emerald Rye later. I'm taking this with me. Oh, my God. You know what? Fuck this. Let's just get into the sipping of this bad boy. I got to sip this. I'm too excited right now. I can't hold my excitement back right now. So just get into this. It's Mother's Day. Damn it, shit. And like all good, proud mothers like myself, I'm a mother of liquor. We just like to get in. Oh, shit. First thing to come to your head, that smoked corn. Ooh, I taste that waffle cone. So the end, the finish is definitely like waffle cone and the overlays of the marshmallows. But on the palate, it's all spicy. Got a lot of heat to it. Y'all hear that ice cream truck in the background? The ice cream truck knows what's up. It's like, let's play that music for it. Ooh. What I love about this is, ooh, damn, that is hot. Okay, this is what I love about this. It's warm as hell on the tongue. It's like really hot. Palate is just like explosive. Lots of flavor though. You taste that honey. You taste that the cherries and the corn. Little bit of caramel in there as well too. And then like when it gets to the finish, it becomes very subtle on the heat. To the point that I thought the heat vanished. But thinking about it right now and letting it simmer, the heat is still there. It's just in the background playing with your mind and stuff while you're tasting all that waffle cone and the marshmallows. It gets very creamy too. The creaminess comes right on the back end of the tongue. The front end is just like heat. It's got a lot of heat in there or whatever, but you get that honey taste as well too. So I guess that probably simmers the heat down to make it a little bit smoother and cleaner. You're getting basically the best of both worlds here. Proof is nice and hot. And then you're getting what I like too is my whiskey. It's like it's very flavorful. It's got a lot of uniqueness to it. It's doing different things. It's taking you on a journey here. I just took a third sip right now. That waffle cone is sticking out to me like crazy. It is like really sticking out. I'm loving that waffle cone. What was that? Is that ESPN? I just heard my iPad go off. There's like a little citrus in there too. Like a little zesty citrusness. I can't. Maybe like an orange or something like that. Kind of like an old fashioned. You get the peeled orange on there, but it still has like a. You're getting the orange peel, but a little bit of zestiness to it. Definitely some cinnamon right there. A little bit of caramel. I love how that cayenne just kind of gets real subtle. It's like nice and hot at the beginning, and then like it just becomes subtle on the back end of your throat right there. A lot of things going on in this pour. I love it, man. I'm loving every bit of it. I don't remember what I gave the Emerald Rye. That's whatever I gave that. I could go ahead and easily probably bump that up to a last drop per se. The back end of the throat too. That little tingling sensation too. That ting. Or as what's his name was saying that buffet, I'm toasting your glass like, cheers. Mmm. Oh, by the way, people, I want to also say that my Lakers won against the Golden State Warriors. And we will be going to the conference finals playing the Denver Nuggets. That is, I got to say, if the Lakers beat the Nuggets, they should be primed and ready to win the championship. Although I had the East winning the championship, no matter who it was and stuff, I think Denver is just a force to be reckoned with right now. And we can't overlook that. So, but I think if you can beat them, you should be battle tested. Oh my God, the more I talk, the heat is like, trying to escape the back end of my throat. It's like, hey, hold on now, wait a minute. We didn't see what's in your stomach. We ain't getting down there. We're trying to get the hell up out of here now. I love that part. Yeah, you could beat Denver. You battle tested and ready. We got a game 7 with Philly and Boston. I'm still rooting for Philly. I'm looking for Philly to win that. I know a lot of people is looking for Boston to win. So they had that Laker-Boston rivalry. I was like, I don't give a fuck about that, to be honest. Could care less about that. I don't really think anybody gives a fuck about that, really, except for people that don't really watch basketball all that much. So, because who gives a shit about that rivalry? That rivalry ain't been shit to us and I don't know how long, whatever. You know why? Because Boston ain't been there in so long, so it doesn't matter. So, shit. I kind of want Philly to go. But you know what? I would even love it even more right now if Miami can just go ahead and get up in there too, because that would be nice if the Lakers can win and Miami can win. We could have a 2020 rematch. But I don't really care about the 2020 rematch either. What I care more about is the story of the 7th and 8th seed of the playoffs fucking winning both of their conference here. Like, that would be just wild and crazy, further indicating that seeds and the playoffs really don't mean shit, you know. So, and also, too, I think, I don't know, if I'm the Lakers, I wouldn't really be scared of Miami, to be honest. I say that, but yet I don't kind of mean it in the same way, because Jimmy Butler's just a threat. A one-man threat. I've never seen this before. He's just really a one-man threat. And another thing, too, I want to talk about as well, too. I told everybody. Everybody kept talking about how the damn Suns was the potential, because Kevin Durant went there. I know people think I'm a Kevin, which kind of am. I really don't give a fuck about Kevin Durant. I think he's a baller, though. Don't get me wrong. I think he's a great player or whatever. This dude ain't shit, though. Every time he goes to a different team, everybody gets, oh, that's the favorites to win. No, they're not. This man don't do shit without Golden State, okay? He ain't did shit in Brooklyn for how many years? He ain't did shit in OKC. Last time I checked, he got his ass beat by Golden State 3-1. Lost a 3-1 lead. So, I don't want to hear this shit next time, whatever, where you drop him at any team or whatever, and No, he doesn't. And the funny part about that is, CP3 was on his way back. Who gives a shit? Look, I love CP3, but he was not going to change the outcome of that damn game. Let's be real. I don't know who thought that. I actually think it would have been a different series had Kawhi not got injured. Because Kawhi was balling his ass off. Now, at the end of the day, I think the Suns probably, Kawhi and Paul George would have been there. I probably would have changed my tune. But at the end of the day, I think Devin Booker kind of became the MVP of the Suns. And I just don't think that Kawhi would have been enough to stop Devin Booker and what's that dude there? KD at the same time, too. Because, look, KD, as much shit I'm talking right now, the dude was averaging like 26 points, if not 27, 28. And that's not terrible. That's really damn good or whatever. My problem with him is everybody always thinks that they should be afraid of him or something like that. Like, why the hell would I be afraid of him? He don't never win shit. He don't win shit. It's easy to win shit when you got Steph and Klay in the background when they in the peak of their fucking careers at that time. So, yeah, If you averaging, I think KD was averaging, was he averaging 30 when he was in Golden State when he won that? Yeah, like Steph was some bum in them playoffs, whatever. That dude was averaging 26, too. I think Klay was averaging 24. So it's like, and then Draymond, that was back when Draymond was in his prime. Which, by the way, we saw like prime Draymond a little bit in these. Draymond was been the second best player on the Golden State Warriors team. Like, that dude got 20 points and like 10 rebounds or something like that. I was like looking at this like, damn. Klay just couldn't find his shot. already hear people calling Golden State Klay Thompson them bums and shit like that. I just like, get the fuck out of here. You crazy? You act like you can't have one bad year. Especially after the year you won the championship. A bum. I was like, you got your damn mind? A bum. Yeah, you build a roster together, and if Klay Thompson walks your way, you tell me you won. Now, if he does this back-to-back years going forward, you know, then that's a, you got a problem there. Jordan Poole, yeah, that motherfucker just needs to shoot better. I think Cody said that last week. The motherfucker just needs to shoot better. Okay. I give Jordan Poole all his credit. I remember they was calling him the third splash brother last year because, you know, he helped them win that championship. And he has little moments here and there this year. But, man, Golden State, what a dog. I love that team. I just love that organization, that team. I love their, I did watch the interviews after they did too. And Draymond did a great job in his interview. I thought Steph did a great job in his interview. Yeah, what's not to love about this team? I keep hearing that, oh, it's the dynasty. Oh, I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, man. The media and the narratives that they like to run. They just won the championship last year. And the fact that they out of the playoffs in the semifinals, that means the dynasty's over. It's like, shit. Okay. I guess when you're successful and one failure from you is like, that's just it. You know, it's done. They wouldn't, if I don't know if people remember this, they weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs. They were on a fucking terrible losing streak when it came to away games. So, I think it was an accomplishment that they even made it this far. It's even a bigger accomplishment for the Lakers to see how far they've come, too, as low as the bottom total where they were. So, man, California teams, mainly those two. I don't really care about the other ones. Golden State and the Lakers. I thought that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Steph Curry, he showed up to play. 32 points. Best player on the court, at least in my eyes. It's fucking amazing. Now, the rest of them Warriors, that's a totally different story now. I was seeing points like 6 and 8, and I was like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, Steph should have gave another one of his speeches. I just more mind blown that Draymond Green was the second best player on the game. I mean, you know, after seeing that, it's like, we talking about like trades and stuff like that. Look, I know Jordan Poole helped with that championship, but I'd be looking at him like, I think Draymond adds a little bit more heart to the team than Poole does. So, but yeah, that's neither here nor there. We'll probably be talking way more playoffs next week because we're really going to get into the nitty gritty of things here. But back onto the Blue Run Emerald Single Barrel Rye here. Is that like burnt toffee too? I felt it on my lips and then touched the tip of my tongue too as well. Almost like a wood, man, it's like, it's very woody or oaky. Not so much oaky, I take that back. Yeah, it's very wood. I tasted like a little bit, now this time, when it was like a little bit smoky. The cayenne. Okay, that was oaky. Okay. There was a little bit of oak right there. When you stop to think about it, yeah, there's like a woody, oaky flavor right there too as well. I love this. This is giving me everything I wanted. I wouldn't say everything I wanted. It's not like I'm out there looking for like, it's got to have cayenne pepper and cherries and smoked corn. I like my corn smoked. Oh, and you got to have that honey. It's got to blast me with the honey. The honey, honestly, now is actually kind of forgettable. The waffle cone, the cayenne, and the creamy finish kind of just makes you forget about the honey flavor now. Everything else is just melding together really well. And those are the three main notes that are sticking out. I'm dropping this with a last drop on here. I don't even know. I don't even need to talk no more. I don't even need to talk no more. As Mike Tyson would say, well, probably not the best quote from Mike Tyson, to be honest, so never mind. So, Mike Tyson, that boy had some weird-ass quotes back then. He said, like, I don't talk to people unless I fornicate with them or whatever. And it's like, what, Mike, what? I was like, what? What the hell are you talking about? I mean, so maybe I should say, I don't give out last drops unless I drink Blue Run, baby. Shoot. Actually, I like that. I like that a lot, whatever. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't give out last drops unless I drink Blue Run, baby. Put that on a shirt, actually. This right here, worth another butterfly catching. And that's the show, people. I'm going to get out of here. I've been going for 35 minutes. That's a good amount of time right there. I gave you a little bit of basketball. Talked about this glass. Talked a little bit about Blue Run, Emerald, the whole family of that going on and stuff. Well, you want me to talk about it? I can't sit here talking all night. I guess I could, but still, I can't be doing that. I said night, the sun is out and everything. What the hell am I talking about? It's like 1:30 in the morning. Afternoon, I'm going to say in the morning. 1:30 in the afternoon. Ain't no different right there. So anyway, people, thank you for tuning in this special edition of The Last Drop right here. Like I said, this is going up on Mother's Day. You'll see it tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in. I want to send a special, very special, happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers, including my very lovely mother, the best of them all. Not like better than all your mothers, but like just the best of them all as far as like a human being goes and stuff like that. Like I said, my best friend, my mentor, and my mother, three of the most important key elements of my life right there. And so special happy Mother's Day out there to all the listeners, mothers out there, the mothers all around the world too as well. I want to tell people to drink some Blue Run this Mother's Day. Go to brunch first. Take moms out to brunch. Get you some eggs, some sausage, maybe a little French toast, and get some mimosas. Come back to the house. Drink some Blue Run and watch some NBA playoffs. Damn. Now, I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB. And like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.